אפילו נוחוש קורח על הכובע ליאפסיק. מי שעושה את המילה 18, אפילו נוחוש קורח על הכובע לא יאפסיק. שאין בי מפסיק את המילה 18. הבן עניין, it says you can move to shake it off your foot. But the הליך is not to say, means not to be mafsik, to ask somebody else to take it off. Yeah, technically. I mean, they weren't so afraid of the noches. You can shake it off and put it next to you.
But you can't call a chazir.
Yeah, again, if it's a sakona dikazak, by them noches wasn't so bad. I'm going to change loshon on noches. Akrav poisek. Because Rav says akrav is more mesukin to bite than a noch. Meisvek. Nofal guvaroyes ain made no love shemes. Somebody is so fine. He saw somebody fall to Guvarayas, he can't be made for the Isha that he's dead necessarily. Says Rashi, because Pomim ain't Horayas Ravim, they may not be hungry and they won't eat him. But Nofal Chafirim lay in the Choshim vi Akrabim, right? Says the Rosh Hashanah, Choshim or Akrabim, then may eat in all of Shemes. You can for sure assume they killed him. So we got a problem here because it says they understand it to mean Choshim or Akrabim. See, obviously, Nochosh is a clear sakona to bite, because you're telling me that if he falls into a pit of lions, he can't say edus to the wife that he died. If he falls into the pit of nechoshim, he can. Obviously, nechoshim is moved to bite and to kill him. Zog the Gemara, shiny hosom dagav itzitzom mazke. There, when he falls into the pit, itzitzom means the doichak, the kvetchen. When he falls in and he falls on them, they're going to be mazikim. But stava nechosh, the Gemara held, was not necessarily a sakona. Omer Yitzchak Ruah Shvorim Poisek Shvorim Shor. The Tanya Rabbeishia Machikin Mishor Tam. Even from Mishor Tam Chamishim Amo Umishamu Kim Lo Yainov. As far as you can see, Tana Mishmei Derev Meir A Moshul saying like Reish Tura B'Dekula. If the Dekula is a basket, if the head of the shor is in the basket, I mean, if the shor is eating. Be careful. Solik Liga, go over to the roof, Vishori Daga Mitusach, and take down the ladder, meaning run fast. He was thinking, even a short time. Omar Shmuel Hani Mili Bishor Shochor Ubiyomin Nissen. It's a black shor in the beginning of spring. Rashi explains because since the winter's passed, and Ores Yeveshu, and now the shor sees everything growing out, all the greenery is coming. At that season, they're wild. So the Rishonim will point out that our Shvorim today, at least their Shvorim, I know what's happening with our Shvorim. People have Shvorim today. But they put it, the Shvorim that they had in those times, since they were Messiahs, them, you don't have to worry. Shvorim shalahem shayim azikin. Shvorim shalonu hamesurosim. What?
It's a bull on rocks.
Yeah, but it's mesurosim. Since we what do you call it? We neuter them, so they're not wild. Yeah. Oh, it's not. That was an ox.
Theirs was bull.
I see. Okay. Tan Rabbono, a famous story. Ma'ase b'mokim mecho shoya aroid. What did they say for aroid? It's a cross between a road. It's a cross between a. What?
Between a snake
and a tzav, correct. Tzav is one of the Shmona Shrots. I don't know if we know what that is either. A toad. Okay, so the cross, what comes out is this arod. Seems to be a dangerous creature. Voyamazik es habriyas. Bo vodil ol rebchanina ben dois. Omolem heruli es choyri. Show me the hole where he is. Heru es choyri. Nosan akovo al piachor. He put his foot down on top of the hole, Yod said Aroid came out on a shoch and he bit him, Umeis Oisei Aroid, and the Aroid died. What happened here? Nobody knows exactly what's going on. Rashi brings from the Bahag that, it's also things we don't understand exactly, but when an Aroid bites a person, whoever gets to the water first, the other one will die. If the road gets to the mind, the person dies. If the person gets to the mind, the road dies. The Rashi says, "Nasen neis lebchanino, v'nifka mayin mitachas hakovod." He opened up immediately water right there where he was standing, so he got to the water before the road. So the road died. Okay, not lal kseifo. He took the dead aroid. Vevilo beis amen. Omlem ruu bonai. Ein aroid meimis ela hachet meimis. Okay. Boys, so omru. Oilo la odom shepoga bo aroid. Oilo la aroid shepoga bo Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Here, Mashua raised an interesting point here. He doesn't have an answer. How was Reb Chanina ben Doisa allowed to put his foot there? Put himself into a mokum sakona. He was lying on a nest.
He must have known about it. He must have been shy himself.
He could have. Chort. That's why I'm saying on a nest.
Nest with the water. Shy
yes, it's a funny thing. It's interesting. Yerushalmi has the story different, he says. Yerushalmi has the story that Chanina ben Doisa was davening. And that road came and bit him. He wasn't aware of it. He finished davening, saw that road was dead. He didn't do anything. It happened. But he remains without a teretz. What?
It seems to be not
yeah. No. But yeah, it's interesting. Maskim gvus kshomim mitchis ha-meisim, mashavruachin in tchis ha-meisim, shaylo talamot is birchas ha-shonim, v'havdolo b'chenin adas. Now we had this, so we have a three-way machloikis where havdolo goes, atachon antonu. We go like Tatanakam, it's an atachon antonu. Rebbe Akiva omer brocha revius b'fnei atzlu. He had a separate brocha, the fourth brocha after atachonish. Before atachonin, there was a brocha of havdolo. Rebbe Leza omer b'hoido. It's where Alanisim is, over there. Maskim gvuras kshomim. My time. Why do we put it in tchias in chayam meisim? On Rabbi Yisef mitoshu shkul at tchias meisim, as it gives life to rain. The Gemara in Tainis goes through all of that. The rain gives life to everything. It's mitoshu shkul at tchias meisim. Mikachovuk tchias meisim. Shaila bebirchas hashonim. My time. On Rabbi Yisef mitoshu hi parnosa. Elavikachovuk bebirchas parnosa. Fine. Havdola bechenin adas. My time. Omer Yosef mitoch shehi chochma kavua bebirchas hachochma. Rashi says hachochma yedei lahavdul ben kodesh lecholah, but you need chochma to make avdol. It's the famous Yerushalmi says im ein das avdol minay. Discerning, differentiating, discerning between two things is a function of intelligence. You can't differentiate between two things without chochma. Rabbonon amrei mitoch shehi choil. Lefika kavua bebirchas choil. Ben Yehuda puts, we're asking now for a brocha that the week should be. We want chochma to go through the week.
Even though Shemoneh Shabbos also has a fourth brocha.
What do you mean?
The Mishnah
Chabad. Okay, that makes sense. It's a kavua bebirchas choil. The shaila is why? What's a blezer? What is this? What's a blezer? Why does he put it in hoido? What's it doing over there? So the Ben Yehuda says because we're being moide. Tam shalom neshemoyda l'Hashem sheziko solahakur l'avdol ben kodesh l'chol. We thank Hashem for giving us that koyach to be makir ben kodesh l'chol. Omer bam gedoy l'deyo shenitno betchilas brocha shelchol. It's the first thing we ask of Omer bam gedoy l'deyo shenitno ben shtei oisiyos. Shtei oisiyos means between two shemus Hashem. Shenem ki kel deyo is Hashem. Deyo is between kel and Hashem. Okay. Yeah, sure, except why call it Shtei Oisiyos? You say between Shtei Shemus, two words between this shame, between this shame. Explains really because the Shemus of Hashem is a word. When we think of a word, it's a combination of letters that make a word. The Shemus Hashem, that's not what the Shem Hashem is. It's made up of Oisiyos. That's what happens to be written with Oisiyos. It's not a word where we understand the word. All the Oisiyos Hashem is Hashem in some sort of system. So it's between those letters. You wouldn't call it a word. Chomisha ein bodeya, osel rachem olav shenema, ki lo ambinoisu, al kein lo yrachmenu oseyo. Omeblozo godl migdash, shenosim bein beiz Oisiyos. Similar thing. Shenema po alto Hashem, migdash Hashem, and jishir Hashem, koni yodecha. Migdash between Hashem and Hashem. Omeblozo kolodam sheyesh bodeya, is ki ilo nivna beis ha-migdash biyomov. They're both given between two shemus, so there's some sort of link up between Beis Hamikdash and Deya. Deya nit the Ben Shtei Oisiyos, Mikdash nit the Ben Shtei Oisiyos. Maskif lo Rav Acha kachanoye elamayata gdoyle nekomo she nit no Ben Shtei Oisiyos, same thing. She never kill nekomo Hashem, so to kill in Hashem. Omle yere, it is. Omle ein b'milsa miya gdoylehi. In its way, when nekomo is needed, Whenever Hashem has to come on to the Kamer Chalami, it's a double godel. In which sense the Gemara understands? V'hayne domarula shtei nekomes halolu lomo. So it's two nekomes, achas l'toy v'achas l'ro. And every nekoma, Hashem takes the nekoma from the goyim. There's always two sides to it. It's the good for the yidden and the bad for the goyim. D'chsev hofia meharpor l'toy v'd'chsev hofia meharpora. Now many learn that it means he's matzel the yidden, but Rashi learns interesting. Hofia meharporon. The Gemara Baba Kama says that on Ophir Meharporon, Rashi means me poron Ophir vehifkim omonim li Yisrael. Omad vayate goyim. Ophir Meharporon. He was mafkir the moment of the goyim to the yidden. That's the mark for the din. Shoshal Yisrael. Shenoga shoshal akum is potter. And that's when they didn't, Ophir Meharporon, when they didn't take the Torah, went to the other Amim, Hashem was mafkir the moment to us. That's what Rashi learns the Latoyva here. That's the Ophir Meharporon. The raw. The Tariponish is the Goyim, that's the Leroy. Okay, but keep on with my Brocha Revius. Okay, I'll come to the whole Shtalshalis of Havdoli here. Forgetting about where it is now, but that's something that we make this Atachon Atonu by night. Omle Rav Shaman Barabal Rav Yoichan. Michtei, Anche Knesses Hagdol, Tiklam Liso Brochus Utfilis, Kedushas Havdolis. Nechse Echon Tikh, what's the problem here? I mean, there's an old standing Takona, let's just see what people do. Let me point out, we had this once before, this idea. The Gemara said, on Chavez Amud Beis, I wasn't here that day. Correct, I wasn't here that day. Let's see what he did over there. Choyle that. Taisus points out over there that, I mean, sometimes the Gemara asks this kind of kasha, sometimes the Gemara doesn't ask it. Taisus says, these things which were constant, I mean, when they went to Mikvah, didn't go to Mikvah. What, Havdol every Motzei Shabbos? What's the, I mean, they did it every Mishakah, they forgot what happened over there. It's been there for, they were doing it all the time. These things that are, B'chol Yoim, what do you mean? Let's just see what the Takona was. What's Pasla Machloikas of them? Omale, B'tchilo, it's interesting, Kovu, when they first came back from Golus, they were poor. The Yavit says they didn't get a chance yet to plant Krom, they didn't have crops yet. Is Kovu B'tchilo? They were kaveya havdolah in tefillah, what we call atochan anton. Shiru, they got on their feet, Klai Yisrael got set up, so they had wine. Kavu al hakois. Now, we have to be careful. When they put it, when they made havdolah al hakois, that time, they took it out from tefillah. As they started off, they said atochan anton in tefillah. That was the original takon. Then, when they got on their feet, they were misaking what we have havdolah al hakois, and they said there's no more need to say it in tefillah. At that point, the takana was forgotten. Because there was a period of time when they didn't say it in Ma'ariv. Henu, they went back, the economy dropped. Chozu v'kavua b'tfilo. Now, very importantly, the Rishonim Rashba points out, when they now put it in tfilo, now it stays. Even if they'll come back and have money, as we do, we all have wine, it's no more out from tfilo. The second time when they made it in tfilo, that's it, it's pinted tefillah. Now whether you have a kais or you don't have a kais. V'hei Mormon, they also said, Hamadul b'tefillah tzol shavah la kais. If you have. You know, first it was in Davin, then they said, no more Davin, make it ala kais. Then they put it back in Davin, and they said, from now on, you say it in Davin, no matter what. If you happen to have a kais, you have wine, then you do both. You madul b'tefillah and you madul ala kais. It's going to become a controversy. Is this true? And it's at the now that they made it in tefillah, is it? And you have a kais, do you have to do it in both? That's how we come out. But it's a discussion now. Itmanami, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tavai, Hamavdul Betvilo, Tzor Shiavdal Alakos. Omar Rovo, Umosvin and Ashmaitz, we have a kash on that. We had this price already. Tov Lohiske Gvuris Kshomim, Betrias HaMesim. He left out Mashiv HaRuach. Vishailo Bebichas HaShonim, and he's already past Shomei Tvilo, as we said before. Machzir Nos, you gotta go back. Let's say you didn't say Atochon Atonu, ain't Machzirin also. Why? That Gemara took the Loshin because you could say it Alakois. Meaning, If you want to say it ala kois, you can say it ala kois and save yourself the daven. You don't, so you'll daven over. Meaning, you don't have to say it ala kois. Not like we were saying. We were saying, Arato, that once the second takona came around, is hamavdil betfilot son shiyav ala kois. The way he is a machmo, see it not that way. Saying like, if you forgot it in my riv, you don't have to repeat it, because you could go to the kois. You could go if you'd like to. If not, you'll repeat the davening, but not say that you have to. Not the end of the world. I heard the discussion. Fine. Now, what about you're telling me somebody who said at the Chanaton and Damayriv has to make Avdolah? What if I cared? He didn't Damayriv. He made Avdolah first. That's what the case was. Does he now have to go and say it in Mayriv? Is it both ways? No, it's a flat out Takonic. I do both. Finish. Now, here we got to know. Why is Tfilah Ike Takanto? One could argue that alakoyis is ikatakanta, because when they got rich the first time, they put it in alakoyis, they took it out of the davening. Who told you that tefillah is ikatakanta? Zog the Rashba, we know tefillah is ikatakanta from the second takona, because when they put it back in tefillah, they said it never budges out of tefillah now. Once it goes back in tefillah, now it's in tefillah, and even when you get rich and you have wine, you don't take it out of tefillah. That's what means ikatakanta. So where tefillah is ikatakanta, he... Amre hamavdol betfilah tzor shiavdol akoyis, right? Tefillah is more in the sense that now tefillah is for sure whether or not I have a kos and even if I have a kos. So yet when you have a kos, we want both. So certainly, if you have the kos, you have to have the tefillah hamavdol akoyis laviketakantu lo kolshke. So again, ad till now our day is kimat, except for that diuk in the brayso, or that a mavdal ala kois. I'm sorry, that a mavdal betfila is tzor shiavdal kois. Where we do it? Tony Reb Acha Arika kamed rebchinano. A mavdal betfila meshubuch yosef mishiyavdal ala kois. Now that already opens it up. That sounds like you can do either one, and you're saying the one who does it in tefillah is better than the one who does alakoy. That already sounds the other way. You only have to do one, and you're better off doing tefillah. Sure, everybody's doing. Yeah. This is not a mandoma. We're going to have a hilchos on this. Now, in the meantime, he says a strange thing. What he's saying is either one suffices, but if you do both, is avada good. That the Gemara doesn't understand. If either one suffices, then both is a brachah shen tzrich. I don't understand. I mean, if the takona was you got to do both, you got to do both. If the takona was make one havdola, it's better if you do it not the chanatona than in havdola, what we call havdola. So then, if you do not the chanatona, then you do havdola. That's a brachah shen tzrich. It wasn't like that. Hagu for kasha. Amet amadu betfilah mishubach yetz mishiyav lakayis almo tefilah luchudo sagi nu v'hoda toni zanav. Since we yotze without the chanatonu, if there's a potter, v'avi broch shen tzricha. V'om a ravi temer shlokish, am lebiachem shlokish, damer tavayu. Kolam vorek broch shen tzricha, oivim shenosiso. Eleim ahochi. It's a misquote a bit. Im hivdul bezu, v'loy hivdul bezu, yenuch lebrochas arosha. Meaning, either one suffices. Be careful. Only make one. So now we have a machlokes. Many days you got to do both, and this day who is it? Ravacha aricha. That Shetak only have to do one. You're better off making it at the Chanatonu, but either one. Okay. Kama, we'll come back to that in a second. Meantime, we have a Shaila, interesting Shaila. One second. Before we go on, we'll have Reb Yitzchak Haora from about a week and a half ago. That we say, if you don't say at the Chanatonu in my riv, you don't go back, because you're Mavdal HaKoyz. So he was Mavdal. What if you don't have wine? Well, you don't have wine, so you're not planning on making Avdol. So you know, I mean, the din is, they're bringing it here from the Rabbi Goyim. If you don't have wine to make Avdol, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But the Rabbi Yenis says, and that's the din of Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mean you don't have wine tonight. Even if you're expecting to get wine all of tomorrow, if you expect at some point before Sunday night to have wine, you don't go back. You rely on the Chadol you will make tomorrow. If you're not at this point on Motzei Shabbos, you daven Maariv, you forgot on the Chatanu, and you don't have any expectation of getting wine until Sunday night, let's say, then you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Zil Aloch. But he thought it would come, and then it didn't come. He thought it would come and didn't come. Didn't show. Then at daven Novi, I mean, did you say Atochana? Should you say Atochana? It's too late to daven Novi. Once you pay a shachas, you can't. You finished. What? You saying that boy? I can't make Abdullah. You say. He was planning to make Abdullah Sunday afternoon. Yeah, you have till Tuesday to make Abdullah. But the Rishonim say for this din of forgetting, we only give you till Sunday for some reason. Let me check this. Interesting, Shilas. Your plan didn't come. To say Atachan Tanu then. Funny Zach, but Atachan Tanu, but there was this kind of the first tefillah.
You have to say it again in any tefillah,
so they wouldn't give you a dental. Yeah, okay, let me check it. I don't think you would do that. But. Okay, now we have an interesting child. More unclear what the Gemara means here. Boy, me name Reb Chizdim Reb Sheishis. To bezu u bezu. He made a mistake in both. So the Tor Bezu, we understand. We didn't say Atochan Atonu. What do we mean Tor Bezu? What do we? What's the mistake? What did he do there exactly? Yeah. It's the accepted Pshat most understand. The Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch. It means like this: there's a din that you're not allowed to eat before Havdol Alakos, right? And as you say Atochan Atonu, so Shabbos is over in that sense. Malach is muta, but you can't eat until you're mavdil. Okay. Now, what if a person eats before he's mavdil? Toam, made a mistake, whatever, he was hungry. Ishtet the Gemara, then Gemara Pesachim over there, Toam Avdol, you make Avdol. Toa Bezu, Bezu, it's an interesting thing here. You didn't say Atochan Anton, then you ate before Havdolah. What's your din now? So, knee jerk would be, what's the difference? I mean, Toam Avdol. I shouldn't have eaten before Abdullah. I did. What's my din? I make Abdullah. So I make Abdullah ala koi. So if I do, why should I go back in the Shmonet? My not going back in Shmonet Esrei is because I have to have Abdullah ala koi. Okay, I messed up a bit. I ate before Abdullah. Now, had the din been that if you eat before Abdullah, you don't make Abdullah, then we hear very good. Then you got to say Shmonet Esrei. It's not true. If you eat, you make Abdullah. But that's the Rishonim learning. That's the Gemara Shaila. The Rabbi Yonah's Loshon is it's a knas. You made two mistakes. We're going to constantly, now you have to daven over. We're not giving you that leeway. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. That's how most learned this Gemara. And that's the Din Shchanor. The Din Shchanor is that way. If one davened Ma'ariv, forgot at the Chanatano, then ate before Abdullah, he has to daven over. Mau. Omale Tor, Bezu, Bezu, Choyzel Arosh. He's got daven over. What?
Both mistakes. It's not like I meant to say Atochan Atonu, I forgot.
Rabbi Yonah calls it a kenas. He says we punish him. Only Ravina Lerov or Hilchasomai. Now we're coming back. Lamai, so we did have two opinions before on the question of Hivdol B'Tfilah, if you have to be Ma'al B'Kos. Most of the opinions were you do have to be Ma'al B'Kos, the way we do. But there was one day in there that you don't. Forget. According to him, once you say Atochan Atonu, you shouldn't make Abdullah ala Kodesh because it's broken in Tzricha, according to him. Hilchasamai omalei ki Kiddush. The same like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush. Avagad mekadesh betzlusa. Even though basically we say it, everything in Ma'ariv, mekadesh akaso, af Avdol anami, avagad mavdol betzlusa, mavdol akaso. That's lalocha, of course, that way. Okay, now we come to the end of the mission. Again, we had a three-way machloik is where we put Atochan Atonu. We hold the Tanakama goes that it's in the first bracha, but it's in Atochene. Rebbe Akiva had a separate bracha, okay. Rebbe Leza came up with it in Hoidor. And then one comes to an interesting part. What do you do when Motzei Shabbos is Yontif? Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, you don't have Atochene to put it in. There's no Atochene. If you hold like Rebbe Akiva, there's no problem. Rebbe Akiva will always make a separate bracha, the Chur will do the same thing on Motzei Yontif. The question is, the Tanakamo Lamosha, who has this new thing, another new thing, I'm sorry, who puts it into Atachonin, what is he going to do exactly? There's a controversy. There are those who hold, here is Moedet Rebelez. He doesn't have Atachonin, so he goes to Rebelez and Hoidor. Let's see. Reb Lezer Oimer Behoido. Reb Zeir Rav Rochiv Chamri was riding. Amakos Shokol was the Pchir Barov and Basri. Reb Pchir Barov was coming behind him. On Malay, Reb Zeir said, Vaday Damritu Mishmeid Reb Yochanan Halacha Reb Lezer Beyontiv Shechaliel Sachashas. Did you take say that Halacha Reb Lezer on Yontiv Shechaliel Sachashas Shabbos? Did you take say that? Which would mean two things. A, that there's a machloikis. I mean, Chachomim do not jump to Reb Lezer on Motzei Shabbos and Yontif. Where they put it, not clear yet. Where will they put it? And based that El Gav on that day, that we happen to pass Reb Lezer in that. So there's a lot of gears to see. We'll go try the simplest shot here. Omleyein, yes, I said that. I said that. To which he said, Halocha Michlal the Pligi. He, Reb Zeir, apparently understood that on Motzei Shabbos Yontif, there's no machloikis. The Chachamim don't have an atochoine, so they agree with the Belezer that it's in Hoidor. Now, so he says to Reb Chiya, did you take say halacha Reb? I'm sorry. Did you say b'shem Reb Yochan halacha Reb Belezer? Meaning you understood that the Chachamim have a machloikis? Said yeah. He said, oh, who said the choilek? So he answered in the back, v'lo pligi. But pligi rabbonon. What do you mean? Why should we say they're not machloikis? The machloikis in a mission. They said it goes in the first bracha. We have to do. Why should it change? So he tells him, "Eimer the pligi rabbonon b'shayim ois hashana b'yontiv shechali ozach haShabbos mi pligi." He's like, no, rabbonon are not choilek on where there is no acta choinin to put it into. They agree with the Belezer. So he comes back and b'chiyam. Even if you're right, but Rebbe Akiva is choilek. Rebbe Akiva certainly is choilek. He's not going to change. He holds Abdullah gets its own bracha. I don't do yontif or not. So he's certainly choilek. So he had to say Aloch Reb Lezer, which is not Rabbonin also, Lafuki from Rebbe Akiva, correct? For Poly Rebbe Akiva. Turns to the Gemara back, we had this before. Rebbe Akiva is a non-player. We certainly don't hold like Rebbe Akiva. You don't have to tell me you don't hold like Rebbe Akiva. Now you're going to have to tell me we already knocked out Rebbe Akiva. He's out. He's out. The Meduba now in Motzei Shabbos Yontif would be Rabbonin Reb Elezer. And there, I think, Rabbonin agree with the Blezer. So what do you have to say, Halacha? Reb Akiva's out. So he comes back and he says, one second, we had Mamish's Gemara before. Kol Hashana Kula my time, Alo Avdina Ki Reb Akiva. Why are we not to Reb Akiva? The time is sorry, Tikkun Tishtel Tiga. We don't have a 19th Broch. We just don't agree. He can make up a new Broch. It's the same thing here. Chanami Shev Tikkun, Tamin Lo Tikkun. Same Gemara before. The same reason. That reason, the why we reject Reb Akiva is the same. You can't make new Brochas. So Reb Zeir is saying, listen, Reb Akiva's off the screen. It's between Rabbonin and Reb Lezer. I happen to think that Rabbonin are maskim to Reb Lezer on Motzei Shabbos, Yont Shchalis Motzei Shabbos. So why did you have to say B'shem Reb Yochan Halacha Ki Reb Lezer? There's no machloikas here. Omalei, now this is a strange Gemara. There's many gears of what exactly happened here. He seems to be changing his mind, Reb Chiya. Omalei, lav halacha itmar. I didn't say Halacha Reb Lezer. Elamatin itmar. I said matin ki Reb Lezer. Now, if you look in the Rashi, look at Rashi halacha. This is more near. There's many places we have this. There's three dargis in psak. Take a look at the Rashi there. Halacha. If you say halacha, mandom halacha tashin lo pirkin. Meaning, if you would say halacha ki Reb Lezer, then we would, by when we say the drasha, we would say publicly, this is how to do it. That's halacha. Mandom a matin medrash lo dashin bar. We don't say publicly halacha Reb Lezer. Avolo ruye marili och las Reb Lezer beyond it. But if someone comes to ask me a shayla, I'm going to tell him do like Reb Lezer. That's matin. Then there's a third madrega, nirin. Mandom a nirin oruye namilo marinin. If somebody would ask you, I won't tell him Reb Lezer. Stick with the rabbonin. But if he does like Reb Lezer, I will not say anything to him. Now, that's the question. What's going on in this conversation over here? He lechura, his cheparai with Reb Chiya was, we have to tell me anything, there's no machloikas here. So he says, I didn't mean halach, I meant matin. That's not to the point. I mean, that's not answering the question. I tell you, the many gears this has. The simplest way to learn here is, this is Reb Kivega brings a tfuz v'ashmul, that's how he goes through the Gemara. Enochanam. He's not answering that question right now. He happens to be choizer. He's saying, listen, the truth is, I didn't say halach, I said matin. Now, as to your problem, there's no machloikas here, let's continue. The Itmar, Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Mishum Rabbeinu Halocha, Va'amrei Lo Matin. So there clearly are deists that there is a machloikis here. One said Halocha, one said Matin. You're telling me there's no machloikis. I have clear makaris, there is a machloikis. There are people who are passing the Shaila. One said Halocha, one says Matin. I haven't telling you I made a mistake before.
or you made a mistake, I never said aloch, I said matin. This that you claimed is no machloikas. You see here, there is a machloikas, that's all. Rav Yechon, you're right, there are people who go with you also. But there are definitely people who hold that there's still a machloikas, the Tanakamo, with Ebelezer. Reb Chiya bar Abba Omar Nirin. Okay, he goes to Nirin. Omer Reb Zeira, Nikoit Reb Chiya bar Abba Biyodoch. Go with Reb Chiya bar Abba. Why? The Diak Vigoma Shmaitse Mipuma Demora Shapi. He was very careful in getting the Mesoira. If he's saying it over this way, this is what was said. You can rely on it.
That's correct.
Shapi have a
battle, that's something that's not a
cool.
You could say that you don't want to be murdered with rabbin to be megal on something. To say you do X or Y, you have to.
Yeah, but it's going against Rabbon. That's probably the problem. You're going against the rabbin, I would assume. He was careful in clearly getting over the quotes from his rebellion. Ki rechova de pumpadis of Shafim's Gemara and Psochim. Dom rechova, Omer Reb Yehuda, harabayis tioi kofel hoye. In the harabayis, there were two rings of itztaboyis. What do they got for stio over there? Platforms, benches. There was one ring within another ring. So when he said it over, he said over Rabbi Yehuda, "Stioy kofel hoye, vo yestioy lifnim nistioy." Now, what the Gemara is saying about the way Rashi learns here in Psochim about the chova was that the loshen Gemara for these things is not stioy; it's taboyis. But he said stioy because that's how we heard it from Rabbi Yehuda. Rechava was exceptionally careful in giving over the quote exactly as he heard it. And the Gemara is saying, Reb Zeira is saying on Reb Chiya bar Oven bar Abba also, he is very careful. You can rely on his Ashayli, what Reb Yochanan said really. Did he say Moidin? Did he say Nirin? Did he say Matin? You can rely on Reb Chiya bar Abba that he gave over the quote properly, like Rechava Pumpadisa, who was very exact in quoting his Rebbein. Oh, now, where are we holding here? What do we do here exactly? So, we don't even know if there is a Rabbonon in Yontif Shkaleos Motzei Shabbos. If there is no Rabbonon, then of course you say, no, you do, because nobody else. Reb Kiva is off the map. If there is a Rabbonon, we're not 100. I mean, some say you don't hold like that, but what exactly? And if there is a Rabbonon, what do they do exactly? It comes to Beis if this is how we go. Oh, maybe it's no lo hayadana, lo hayadana. I don't know Matin. I don't know Nirin. I don't know this. I don't know Moidin. I know what we do, and this is what we do. Elamid Rabu Shmuel yadana. The tkinul on Maganisa bebovel. They were besakin and nusach avdolah for Motzi Shabbos into Yontif, and it's said in the first bracha at Chatanu, and this is what we do. Basically, this is what he's saying. This is the Rabbonon. Just like the Rabbonon say in the weekday, you say it in the first bracha, he'll say in the first bracha. This is not a bracha to say it in, but it's a nusa that's inserted. That's what we all say. But Tadienu Hashem Alakenus Mishpatei Tzidkecho Utlamdeinu Lasses Chukei Ritzonecho Sanchelenu Zmanei Sosin V'chagei Nedovo V'sorishen Dusha Shabbos Kovet K'vein Meirich Yitzorek Ben Dusha Shabbos Dusha Shiyon Tavim Valdim Zia Mashim Shishem Maizik Yidash 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 Two things are interesting here. First of all, what's that? Tekino Maganisa Bebovel. I mean, it's sure they also have to say Vatodiyenu. Something so Bovel, but Afka. I don't do a Chutzlar, says Vatodiyenu. I mean, but the Bashur says, because it, practically speaking, if you think about it, it's very rare to have a Motzi Shabbos Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. You can have it the first day of Pesach, can come out Sunday, but it's very unusual. Once you're in Chutzlar, it's a double Yontif. We have it quite often. It was a much more Rogel de Kazakh in Chutzlar than in Eretz Yisrael. People applied it too. It's another interesting point that the Chagi Nedova is the most interesting expression. What in the world does Chagi Nedova mean? There are no Chagi Nedovas. Except for Thanksgiving, a Labor Day, it's a Chag in the Dov. But they didn't have that. So it's a Chag in the Dov. So first of all, maybe it means they bring carbons to the Dov on Yontif. But Lavais at the end, and the Beitzah comes out, everybody holds the Dov and the Dov. So I'm not craving the Yontif. So he understands it means, if I can mean Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. This that we are Noyeg Yontif Sheni Shal Golias, even though there is no more Suffolk anymore. It's an unreal type of construct. It's only else meaning I was saying to be Yodenu. That's a Chag in the Dova. We sort of menade v'yontif. Such a very interesting logic, Chag in the Dova. He adds this to the tefillah. He says, "Moidim moidim shaskin." So we quiet him down. Looks like yeah. I understand. Also, it sounds like. Well, thank you for the toiv that you do. Mashmal a toiv ala road. Tanan chayv on l'vorech ala road shem shuchal a toivo. El akansipo yagi urachmecha my time. What's so gefarlach about akansipo yagi urachmecha? Pligi botrei amuroi b'marov. Rabbi Yosef Rebov and Rabbi Yosef Reb Zvido. Chadom neshamatl kinu b'mayza bereshus. It looks like you're saying Hashem has rachmonis on the birds, chayse not on the hippopotamuses. Chayse not. I mean, you're limiting, whatever, matl kinu, fine. It's a very famous saying. It sounds whether it is Racham of Hashem or not. The Ramban, that's everybody busy. The Zoya, but whether or not it is, we're not doing it for that reason. And we're doing mitzvahs because the Zegrois of Shal Melech. Rashi says, "Who lo Rachmim also lo Hatal Yisur Chukik Zegrois lo Di Hashem Oivdei V'Shemim Mitzvoisov Zegrochukoisov." Even things that don't make sense when you get into the mitzvahs and start going with Al Katzipu Yagi Rachamecho, it's not a wise idea. Okay, Hahu De Noches Kame De Rabo VeOmar Bal Tfilah said Ato Chas Al Katzipu Ato Chus VeRachim Olein. Exactly what you're not supposed to say. Omar Rabba Kama Yodai Tsuba Mirabona Lurtsuy Lamore. He seemed to be praised by Agvaldig about Tfili. Ramish knows how to daven for Hashem. Omar Abai, what's happening, Rabba? Well, Mishaskin on Sutra. Mishnah says you got to quiet him down. He can't let him be shots anymore. But in Tanya Gemara does this every so often. Rabba Namil Chtu Labai Hu De Boy. He didn't mean it. He was doing it to make sure to get out, to evoke from Abai the proper response. Hu De Noches Kamid Reb Chanina Omar. He must have been getting paid by the hour, that chazan. Himten lo ad siyam. He waited till he finished. Ki seyam. He told him. Now after these whatever it is 10-11, now you finish. No more shvach v'kodesh baruch hu. Lo malikulahai. Anan hanitlazda amrina. The three that we say akod lagibah agibah. Vanoiro, this that we say it is a difficult enough thing that we say it. A God like giver vanoiro. He loved Amrino Moshe Rabbeinu Barais. Not that Moshe said it in Dvorim over there. Okay, a God like giver vanoiro shall he support me kashoychad. Vos anshe knesak doilu taknino betfila. As we said it once in the tefila too. Lo havina yecholon lameimel. We couldn't say it. Vat amrit kule hay vazlis. You can't start listing like that names of the. Direct adjectives on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there's no end. Who allows you to stop? Ella, what? This is the Nusach Moshe gave us, Ezra gave us, Dosida, so we do it. But more than that, you can't do. Moshe Lamele Bosa Vidom, show you Elif Alofim Din Rezov, he had a chvase, $1 million. V'hoi Mikalson also, ah, you're so rich, you have silver dollars. Valo Gnayulo, to be Mishabeya, somebody who's got the chvase, $1 million gold bars, by saying he's got $1 million silver bars, that's you're doing that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever you say, you're shortchanging him. Because everybody here is busy, that the marshal is not exactly the same. We're trying to say a marshal in Kamus, you're not saying enough. I mean, you should have said it's a guy had $1 million, and you said he had $1,000. You switched the. Okay, if you want to go with him, I'm sure there's a psagan sevazach over here. But the simple way is to say, because we mean to say that goofo, it's not just less than Kamus. It's a different sug. It's not just. We're not saying enough about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not in the realm of His praise altogether. We're in a different plane over here. Omer Reb Chanina, Hakub de Shemayim Chutz Miira Shemayim. Shenema Vat Yisum Hashem Lekech Shoyel Meimo Kiim Liira. Meaning, you see that he asks this from us. Meaning, he doesn't predetermine it. If he's asking it from us, apparently it's biyodeinu to do it. That he doesn't predetermine. Meantime, asking more of the famous Shiloh to Yira Shemayim Milsa Zutu Hashem. What is the big deal? What do you mean? What's the big deal? Yira Shemayim has a big deal. Second Milsa Zutu. So, V'om Reb Chanina Mishum Reb Shin Benchoy In Lakosh Bo Beis Gnoza Veloitzis Shul Yira Shemayim. Shenem Yira Hashem He Oitzoroi. Something's not a kleiner kaita. Dos Hotter Inzayn Oitzor. It's a big thing. Ain Lagabe Moshe Milsa Zutu. So he, in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was talking by him, it wasn't such a big thing. If I ask somebody for a big thing and he has it, says, this is a big thing, he's got it. kli cotton veinlof. I ask him if it's small. He doesn't have dom lof kli gadol. He had it, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's in his world, it was more. Needs explanation, but not for now. Moide moide mishaski noisa. Omer abzera koloi mishma shma kame moide moide domi. Saying shma shma is the same as saying moide moide. Then that means that if you say shma shma is mishaski noisa. Meisvei hakori shma v'koiflo. He says shma twice. Hareze mugune. Meguna is less than Mishaski. Meguna says it wasn't it's a funny way to daven. It's not proper. But it doesn't say we close up his mouth. We don't daven for Omud anymore. Meguna hu dahave shtuke lo mashtikinele. You just told me that Shema Shema is like Moidim Moidim. It has a din of Mishaski. Loi kashe. Again, Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns, Hodom a milsa milsa vitoni lo. If he said it word, word, meaning Shema Shema, Yisroel, Yisroel. That's Maguna. That's not Mishaskin. It doesn't look like Shtei Rishuyos. That sounds like a knot of some sort. It's like a late son. It's a ridiculous way of saying Shema, 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 Shema. Okay, okay. That's not Maguna. It's not Mishaskin. What did we who said the first memra, who said Shema, Shema, is when it's Mishaskin, you say, is a hot omer psuka, psuka, but it's a Shema, 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 that looks like, yeah, Hashem, you're addressing two Hashem, 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 Hashem. Oh, I'm like a popular by you do make Carlo given diet of soft given diet. Yeah, maybe that's what's going on over here. What's so we have to mishasik him? Maybe just he wanted to say it over. Like the Gemara, Chavrusa klap ishmaya mi'iko. When he was talking to his friend there, he said it the first time without kavanah. What's going on over here? He loved me. He loved kiven daite meikor. As machin leim as after the nafcha, the machaven daite. For this itself will punish him. I mean, machin leim. From the lamdenos, she yechaven. Umakinos, miyagel bekados, she kinteretz. He wasn't machaven.